Good evening, VI Talk. This is Joe De Niro checking in with you guys. It is Sunday, August 10th, and it is about 6:45 or so in the evening here in New York. And I just wanted to dial in on the clumsy moments. I'm going to hit one that I have had happen to me a couple times over the last couple of years. We've all probably have knocked a glass over in our day. I listened to Steve's boo. And I find it funny about throwing a glass of wine and catching it. Of course she would catch it, Steve, because if she did not catch it, that would be alcohol abuse. And we can't have alcohol abuse. But anyway, but we've all probably have at some point knocked a glass over. I think I probably even mentioned this in a boo. It was actually one of those days where you just have a bad day. I've sent a coffee cup. I had it sitting on the top of a trash can that has one of those foot things to have the lid kick up. And I had that in my cabana and I sent that across and smashed it against the wall and had coffee all over the place. So, you know, those kooky things have happened. I mentioned what I'm going to mention just because, you know, sometimes we're stubborn because of, I don't even know if it's, in my case, it's certainly not vanity per se. You know, a good friend of mine 10 years ago, he's no longer with us, but a good friend of mine, Bruce, about 10 years ago, he lost his eyesight all in one shot because of a brain tumor. And he used to say to me, you know, I don't know how to walk around being blind. And at the time, I had more sight. I was just using a cane. And, you know, so I wasn't dealing with some of that at that point. But, you know, because in the daytime, I was okay. I have RP. So at that point, my night blindness was prevalent, but in the daytime I was okay. But even at night, I don't know, I seem to travel fine with a cane. But when I'm at home, you know, and I don't know if it's stubborn or just, you know, maybe it's arrogance or cockiness, you know, I'm sitting there and I'm like, I'm at home. I know my home. I know my yard. I know everything. And I just sometimes should probably use my cane, and I don't tend to use my cane around the house or outside when I'm working. So I have a approximately 20 by 40 20 foot by 40 foot in-ground swimming pool. It has a deep end, all that stuff. I do most of the maintenance of it as far as the chemicals and that sort of thing. I don't clean it anymore, because I have somebody that comes weekly to do that for me. Although we're probably going to get rid of him and go back to using, a robot, to do some of our cleaning. But, the point of it is I do all the work around the pool and, over the last couple of years, I've had at least three instances where I've fallen into the pool. I've been better the last year. Last year when I was out here, and to give you a perspective, I've been diagnosed. I've been legally blind for 20 years. When I moved into this house in 2001, my oldest daughter, who was, you know, just a couple years old at the time, I could see her from the deep end of the pool If I was on the deep end of the pool and she was on the shallow end of the pool, I could see her from across the pool. No problem. Wasn't great, wasn't clear, but I could make her out. If she was in trouble, I could locate her and find her. All right. Now, they could be next to me, and I couldn't tell you. All right. So that's 13 years difference. And it really has gotten bad in the last 2 years. I fell into the pool, probably 5 or 6 years ago once. Didn't have it happen, and then I had it happen 2 years ago, and that happened actually on the deep end of my pool, and I had been moving really fast at the time, and obviously didn't have a cane, and actually usually the other time that it happened, I kind of knew it was happening. Actually, this has happened to me 4 times. The other 2 times, I kind of felt my foot going off and just, knew it, sort of was able to prepare for it, blah, blah, blah. This time, I don't know how I stepped off, but I wound up kind of sort of going backwards, and I took some water into my lungs, or took water down my throat and swallowed water. But I had enough kind of just instincts that I just sort of popped up and kind of flew to the side of the pool and like just yanked myself up. But I was coughing out water for, 5 or 6 minutes. And this happened right in front of my kids and scared the living hell out of everybody. It happened in front of Ann, happened in front of the kids. Everybody just was totally freaked. And you would have thought that I learned my lesson from that. A couple weeks ago, just before the trip, I was running around like a maniac, trying to get some work done ahead of going away, and, I was moving stuff, and just lost my bearings really quick, and again, fell into the shallow end of the pool. Now, I had been better last year. I actually started using my cane out by the pool, but I was just in a rush and, just was trying to get a lot done and just kind of, just didn't use the cane, and it's probably a lot of me being stubborn. And, it's not really vanity, but I know a lot of people that do it, do that because of vanity and I scream about it to them. I scream about that to my to friends, so I sort of need to kind of practice what I preach a little bit more, at least around the house. I don't care about outside because I use my cane all the time outside, but I've reached the point where I need to use it around the house. But sort of not a clumsy moment per se, but sort of an avoidable moment, sometimes some of those clumsy moments or those kind of moments are sometimes avoidable. You just got to learn to, particularly for people who are losing their vision, when you knock those glasses over, usually it's because you're trying to reach for a glass like you used to, which is probably in a much more fluid motion. And you just need to learn to kind of slow things down, and that's been something that's tough for me. But I've knocked over a couple glasses in my day, and had to clean up the mess. So I've learned that I need to notch things down. So sometimes the clumsy moments, it's just because we gotta slow things down. But it's just kind of part of the deal, as far as the way I look at it. It's just part of the deal. It's one of those caveats of being blind or visually impaired. So anyway, that was my little sharing of I guess it was a clumsy moment, but scary moment too. So. But, It's this time it's been a moment learned, because I definitely don't walk out there now without either somebody with me or a cane. Yeah, I don't go out there with actually somebody, actually sighted assistance or a cane, because that would be just silly. You know, at some point this whole falling into the pool thing gets a little ridiculous. So, and I lost a handset to to my own phone system over it, and I almost lost my iPhone on the last one. But and I'm not saying that the OtterBox Defender case is waterproof, but my phone survived in the OtterBox Defender case, even though it's not a LifeProof case. So go OtterBox. Anyway, that's it for me from here, and we will see you again real soon.